So we'll see how well I can do this evening to revive some of you. Tchias Amesim hu musag aroma tano b'yaser. He said that the Tchias Amesim is a concept that's very far from us. Dailano behelem hatoykev. It's enough like the sort of the fear that we have when it comes to death. The person like fights or pushes away with all his might this idea that in the future he's going to die. Not to be here within his body, the way he understands life. Till he gets into his head, after a lot of thought and strengthening in his emuna, that his neshama is going to continue living in an eternal life. Ruchni'im, spiritual. The kama kasha la'odam ha-machshava v'atsir ki gufo asid lirakev v'kever v'haya kilohaya. And how difficult is it for a person to the thought and the picture of his body rotting away in the grave, and it was like it never was, and it will be like it never was. Kasher odam hashal hishlim im mitziur ha-mava. So a person sort of comes to grips with death. Hu niklat b'daito kehefech Kitzoni l'kol ma'arechad ha'chaim v'ke'uvda she'en chazara mimena. So when a person sort of absorbs this idea, like the opposite of the whole pattern of life, and that there's no return from it. Hinei kan ma'amidim otanu nivyeinu al apela godol shekadosh baruch hu asid l'chayos es ha'meisim. Okay. Ro ata ki ani hu ve'en elokim imodi ani amit ve'echya machitzti v'ani erpe ve'en miyodi matzil. Is that pasuk in Ezinu? Ro ata, see now, ki ani hu, I am I. And God's not with me. I'm going to die, I'm going to live ill and sick, and there's no ein miyodi, there's no salvation. Hashem brings the pasuk shul, Hashem mei misumachaya, God causes death and brings life. Moirid shel v'yoyel, to the depth and raises up. Yavzir yichyu meischach nevalti yikumun Hikitsu v'rananu sheikh ne'ofer ki tel oiros telcha v'eretz refoim tampil. It's a pasuk in Yeshayo. Again, the same idea that sort of like can awake those that are and refresh those that are sheikh ne'ofer, that dwell in the ground. V'yemer elai ben odam atichyena atzamos eila. This is a famous pasuk in Yechezko. Right, tell me, man, will there be life for these bones? Right, this is the prophecy of the valley of my bones. Emer Hashem Elokim ata yedat v'emer eli elai hanova latzamos eila v'amarte leim atzamos ayeveshes, the dry bones, shimu dvar Hashem kayamar Hashem Elokim latzamos eila hine ani mevi b'chem ruach v'chisem. I'll bring with you like a spirit and give you life. V'rabim mishne admas ofer yekitzu elachai oilam. The Eila Lacherpois, the Daron Oilam. A maskilim Yazir Kizayarakiev, Mazdike Arabim, Kaychovim Oilam Void. The Pasang Daniel, again, the same idea of this idea of the Shenei Ofar. They're going to come alive again. Those that are, they should see inside, and for the Hope Sukim. Alpela Zakovu Anshag Nesa Gedela. I'm going to run a little bit quickly because I want to try to finish up. This is our last shir for this month, so I want to finish up. Al pelazekovu anshe gnesagdeilas abrocha shnia b'shmonesrei. on this amazing thing. So we have from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah the second bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mi kamoicha bal gevurais umi dei melach melech meimis umachaya umatzmiach Yeshua. Right. Uvirchas yaitzer l'shabbos ein dam melacha moishenu l'siyas chameisim. Oidzeis anu leimdim bebracha noichach beis akvaros asher yotzar eschem bedin v'zan v'kalkel eschem bedin v'heimis eschem bedin v'yodea misper kulchem bedin. Right, so we see that God revives it, and he says he knows, he created you b'din, sustained us b'din, he caused us to die in din, he knows our numbers in din. And in the future he's going to bring you back and sustain, make you permanent b'din. That's a bracha we say by a cemetery. Ad kirei kach magia ashgohel yayin ashgohel baruch yodea mispar Kol Yishnei Admas Ofer Ma'az Adam Arishan Ad Seif Kol Adaris Ish Lo Neder Akol B'dikduk B'din. God knows every single person that ever was and exactly what the story was, right, from the beginning of time till the end of time, and it's all B'din B'dikduk exactly and with judgment. Kodesh Baruch Hu Meimis, God causes death. Who naitals neshama ma'odam b'boy ita? He takes the neshama of a person when it comes his time. V'hu machaye, and he causes life. Shu asi la'asu l'nishmas, and the future is going to return the neshama to that person. V'az yakum b'gufo kafi shayu b'chayev. Then he's going to come back in his body like he was in his lifetime. V'shinasu ba'adama hu netayer mikol tumas. Chetav, in his sort of sleep in the ground, he becomes purified from all the sin. The yokum beguf Torah lachayad, and he will rise in a pure body for eternal life. Alzeiv tiach haGodesh Baruch Hu idei neviyah vehu neman lachayus meisim, that he is faithful, trustworthy to revive the dead. That's the fundamental principle that we spoke about. We introduced this, that Revolve introduced this with. Is this idea of the revival of the dead. The fundamental principle that the Rambam enumerates as one of our principles of faith is this idea. Ad kama shekoshel l'tzayir l'atzmeinu pela godol zeh, as difficult as it is for us to imagine this, like, you know, all of a sudden people sort of dusting off and coming out of the, walking out of the ground, Bo'ilam b'hitchalfut chayiv v'kayitz, in a world that, you know, we have winter and summer. Excuse me. Harei nosan lana Kodesh Baruch Hu tzior l'zeh bo'ilam b'hitchalfut chayiv v'kayitz. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us a sort of a an example in our world with this changing of the seasons from winter to summer. Ha'etzim ha'imdim b'chayiv krochim mi'peiros v'olim. The trees are bald from their fruit, their leaves dried out, blilach luchis, without, and they like sort of die over the winter. They go into hibernation. Ba'oviv he matchil l'laviv, and in the spring they begin to blossom. Alim seimchim, the leaves come out. Prochim yaitzim, the flowers come out. Uvasrim al chanitas peros, and then they, you know, that these buds are going to lead to the fruits. Pelas achizar al atzmum. This amazing occurrence happens year after year. Somebody that's a maimin, somebody that's a balamuna, so he looks into this. And machazik b'zemunasa b'tchias amesim. And this strengthens his amuna in tchias amesim. Right? In other words, we have examples in the world that just because they occur, so we grew up with that's the way it is, so we don't really think about it. But if we'll think about it, we'll see that, you know, think about it, that's a little bit like Tchias Amesim. Right? We have the classic example of the butterfly. Right? That it starts out as a worm and goes in this cocoon and then comes like it dies, and it comes back to life, something more beautiful than it was. Right? So we have that other example. But we have to be able to, when we have these examples, we have to look at them and be able to take from them. Not just let it pass by as, oh yeah, that's the way things are. But since that's what happens is, is that, like the Geshe Haim says, we grow up with it when we don't have such, our intellect is not very well developed, so we grow up with it as kids, and that's the way it is, and so it's like, you know, it doesn't do anything for us. But we need to try as adults to look at it and to take out of it. Mokum islamdus lamaisa b'inyin godolzeh. How do we work on developing this emunah b'tchias ha-meisim? It's in the two brachas of Elokai neshama v'ata gibor. Yesh l'chatchil b'bracha b'rachas ata gibor ki'imu v'erat yoto. We should start by working on the bracha of ata gibor, right? The bracha shmonesh, right? V'yesh l'omer bracha zu b'itbainanus meruba u'metinut. Say this bracha with a lot of thought, introspection, and with a slowness and a carefulness over a period of time. Until the like our thinking into it brings forth the fruit. Then we would work on Elokai Neshama. So, even though like maybe our original kavana was to work in this in a more structured format, really work in it, but in the end we end up just sort of pushing our way through here. But a person that really wants to work on this amuna, so these are the exercises to develop these muscles. This is the way to develop this muscle of amuna b'tchias ha-meisim, is we have the opportunities in these brachas that we say on a daily basis. Okay, let's, for completeness purposes at least, and to finish up, this is the last, the tenth vad in the Vadim on Amuna. This will be the last one in the series that he has on Amuna. Amuna hi inyan rachav v'machayev avoda ikvit b'chol prat shel Amuna. This Amuna is a big subject that obligates work in every detail. V'nei nechnasnu l'chol apratim v'nasinu, we went into the different details. We've tried to develop them. When, as we're finishing up, you shouldn't think that these are all like detached limbs or independent pieces. Here, sham, a little bit here, a little bit there. There's one, there's a strand that's running through all these different pieces. The Amun and Tchias Amesim and Mashiach and Begdalim and Masayr, all the different pieces that we had, going back to the basic Amun and Kodesh Baruch Hu and Bria Soilim. Yesh lanu Bera Chai V'Kayim. There's a creator who's alive and well, so to speak. Hu Nasam lanu as a Torah, the Torah so Torah's Chayim hi. He gave us the Torah, and the Torah is the Torah of life. V'Chai Oilam Zeicha Gam Hadovek B'Chachmei Torah. To the eternal life merits also those that cling to the Chachmei Torah, to the Gedalim, the wise men of Torah. Elokim Chai V'Kayim Tomid Moloch Aleinu. Right, we have a God who's constantly ruling over us. Hu Machayes Kol Nivrayim, he brought every creature into life. The man he gets a call and he runs everything. Hu mashgiach aleinu, he supervises us. V'dan osanu l'schar v'einish, and judges us for reward and punishment. Hu yigal esanu, he'll redeem us. Hu yichye es amesim l'asilavo, and he's going to revive the dead in the future. Bo'elomo shel kodesh baruch hu anu chayim. We're living in God's world. Imo makor chayim. With him is the source of life. It means connecting to God is the source of life. And from his light, we can see the light. From his light, we see light. As it all comes back to that. And it flows out of that. Our kavana here in the working on these, on emuna, is that it shouldn't remain just a piece of information or something that we say, or hashkafa, it's our outlook, you know. It's something that I sort of have this theoretical belief in. we've attempted to work on and develop our emunah so that it should be something that we could touch, something that's real, something that becomes more a part of us. How do we know if we've been successful in developing our emunah to a greater degree and taking it out of the realm of the metaphysical and turning it into the realm of the real? It says, Avram Avinu Olav Hashem Haya Rosh HaMaminim. Avram Avinu was the first of the head of the Maminim. Ach Micha Novi B'Sev Dvarav Hikris Titein Chesed LaAvraham. It says, Chesed for Avraham. Kach Makubal Etzleinu Sham Avinu Haya Avi HaChesed. We have a Kabbal. Avram Avinu was the father of Chesed. Well, Parashat Shlemus B'Torah Marichot B'Maisei HaChesed Shlo. Have all sorts of things in Torah about his Chesed. So it comes out that the father of Emunah is the father of Chesed. Certainly there's a connection here and not just a coincidence. What's the depth at this point? Emunah mevatelet kol midah ro. Emunah annuls all bad character. Uma'eret kol mida teva lepu'ula, and arouses all the good midas to action. Right, emuna is not something that just remains this detached concept. It's something that changes a person and brings a person to do. Kol mi sheyesh bo gimel dvarim halolo hu mitalmido shavram avinu. Ayin teva ruach nemucha v'nefesh shefela. Who's a student of Avraham Avinu has three qualities: a good eye, a low spirit, or a humble spirit, v'nefesh shefela. Rabbeinu Yaina Mavayar ki begimel dvarim elu klula kol shleimus shebo'ilam. And these three things included all the shleimus in the world. Afshel shleimus yesh chalokim la'alafim l'ravavos. Even though for wholeness and completeness there are pieces in the thousands, millions, whatever, hakol kolul b'hem, it's all included in these three things. Yeshon ledat ki kol gimel dvarim eile meivim emunah chushit. These three things all come from a living reality of emunah. Ayin teva, what's ayin teva? The good eye. Himidas hastapkus. This is the attribute of being able to be sort of like satisfied with what you have. Its basis is that God is running things, and He gives me my needs. I don't need the presence of other people. I'm not jealous of other people. Because one person's kingship doesn't touch another, even like a hair's breadth. Hare emunah mevatelet kina. Means emunah, if you have faith, it annuls jealousy. Right? Because I have emunah that Baruch Hu is giving me what I need. He's giving me my portion. This is, what I have is exactly what I need and what I should have to succeed in life. Whatever that is. Whatever the challenge is, whatever God wants me to develop, the challenges that I need to overcome or to face, so that's what I have. Again, it doesn't mean that you get complacent and just stay with what you just have to sort of accept it and say, I'm just going to keep living and suffering, whatever it is. It could be your challenge is to change your situation. Right? It doesn't mean complacency. Another thing I tell you is you want the good of somebody else. But goimel chesedimah, you do kindliness for them. Somebody that recognizes God also clings to His ways. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu built His world b'chesed, gam hu b'ino elamo b'chesed, He also built His world b'chesed. And He does good with all those that come into His mechitza, into His world. Hare emunah megadelet chesed. Emunah grows chesed, or creates a larger degree of chesed. Right? Would it be like God? Just like God does good, so I do good. And it's part of the emunah. Right, so that's all part of emunah that becomes something more than just a concept. Ruach nemucha, you get literally a lowly spirit. Himidas ha'omed lifnei kaina v'royas atzmo. This is the meat of standing before God and seeing yourself. Bria ktana shvela v'afel lifnei tamim deim. He sees himself as a small creation, lowly, dark, before the perfect one. The enkan mokum l'gayav avit nasus. There's no point in haughtiness and zui midasim shel kol gdoli Yisrael. This is the meat of all the great people, the Jewish people. Shekol asher akorish baruch hu mashvilam gdula. The more greatness they were given, hey maktinin es atzvam, they make themselves smaller. Avraham Avinu lava shalom omar v'anoichi afar v'efer. Avraham Avinu said, I am dirt and dust. Bal ruach nemucha eno kayes. Somebody that has a ruach nemucha doesn't get angry. Im lo nasa retzaino v'davar min advarim. If people don't do his way in one of the things, yedek, he kach rotsu b'yrish lo yasa retzaino. V'malo lichay salzeh. Let's guess, God doesn't want that this to happen, so why should I get angry? Something God's running the world. The Gemara says, it's angry, even the divine presence isn't important by him. His anger shows he doesn't have a real emuna in Hashgacha Pratis, in the divine providence. He's not, doesn't have to have honor. Kimihu shiyachapesh kovod va'avor ma yuchel avakesh kovod achreishu yodea ki kol ma shiyeshlo hu kibo ma kodesh baruch hu v'lo yizbrach magia kovod. Right? So what's he running after honor for? Right? Va'avor ma yuchel avakesh kovod. What can he ask it for? Because he knows that kol ma shi, whatever he has, he got from God. Kavod's not coming to him. Nefesh shefela, lowly spirit. Eina taiva sheletet bo, means that the taivas don't rule over him. Hamuna achushit kotcha lifnei amamin oilam chodesh. The one that believes has a new world open before him, of ruchnias and kedusha. V'kol ma'avav lidabek b'beiro, his entire desire is to cling to God. V'lios karov elav, to be close to him. Ein oid mokum b'libo liot parots b'taivas. Basarim. It doesn't have a place then to break out in desires of the flesh, literally. Right? His emuna, want to get close. That leads him to a push to want to get close to God and to want to be develop the spirit. Hare gaiva v'kas kina kovod v'taiva enkan. So we don't have kina taiva v'kovod. Right, Gaiva adds in there kas. Aval yesh kan gemilas chasadim v'avo. We have kindliness and love. V'kol zet somech me'amuna amuka v'amitis. All this comes out from this deep amuna. When a person has amuna, then these things naturally flow from it. Right, so we see how central the development of amuna is. Hein amuna chushit mevi'a l'shleimus b'chol amitis. As amuna chushit, if you have this true amuna, it brings to the perfection of our qualities, of our midos. In Cain, Zuya Bachina, Im Amnam Zachinu Lamuna Chushis. So then this is our test. If we've really, after all the work we've done, if we're have been Zeichet to raise up our Amuna, to raise our level of Amuna, to bring it to something that is more real to us. We've actualized our Amuna. Then what's the test? Keshehim bitla midas ros, that we see that it's like eliminated the bad qualities, the shasla bekirbeno midas tevas, and it's planted within us these good qualities, because they're the natural outgrowth of emuna. So B'zah Hashem, hopefully these got broken up a lot, but these shirim on emuna, hopefully we're machazik all of our emuna. Of course, it was just, we went through this very quickly, and it needs to be gone through more in depth and slower and really working on all these things. Hopefully this was at least a good introduction and a good overview to the concepts of Amunah. But the idea that was not just concepts. Right? Just as you said, we weren't aiming just to get the concepts. The aim is to go back and to do the work and the exercises that take it out of the realm of concept, and that we actualize this quality, and we really, person becomes a real Bala Muna, and then they see how critical it is. It's not just something like, wow, I'll become a, work on my Emunah, I'll get frumer. I get frumer. It's because it changes who you are and the way you act, and the way you look at things, the way you react to things. It affects our entire being. Bezrat Hashem.